gives us insurance.
It gives you insurance in case I,
Well, is that getting another applicant out there?
No, I think not. By statute, I'm the officer that's supposed to accept gifts from foreign government, but we could arrange somebody else to do that. But I think it's just a case of the.
Eight Fortis on 9-1.
I have this transcript from the agency as what they recorded this guy saying. And it's Latin flowery stuff, but certainly does not support that chemo. It's three short excerpts he's supposed to broadcast at three separate times. And the worst of it is we have the constitutional government established with the blood and lives of the people. Then in another place, our sons will be proud of a country that saw its sons kill fear. We will win, Dominicans, now or never. And then in another place, constitutional government is headed by Camaño, but behind him is the will of the Dominicans, my political and personal desire to help him with the last drop of my blood. Those are the most bloody parts of it. He does approve of, applauds De Gaulle for being the first to recognize constitutional government. He applauds New York Times for its great editorial. But that's all there is to it. Now, I, number two, I am making a check, a legal check here, and I also took the liberty of calling Lee White to ask him to make a careful and discreet check with justice as to the law of applicable to a resident alien who engages in this sort of thing, just so we'll know what it is. Don't you think that's
good? That's good.
And number three, I think we ought to take this one very easily and very cautiously, because the last thing we want to do is to start swinging an axe so that this guy will run over to Cuba some damn place, which would be fatal. Number four, I have also read the agency report summing up the communist thing. I think it is very good and very persuasive. And you may want to show it to some individual members of the press. The net of it is the following, that in its earliest moments, the rebellion appeared to be a coup led by anti-junta officers, some of whom had scores to settle with Wesson and Wesson, and some of whom were intent in returning Bosch from exile. And that Bosch participated in plotting for his return, that despite this relatively harmless origination, that from the earliest moments there were communist groups that became interested in this, and they gradually took positions of more and more importance, which actually does fit in with my own inferences about this thing. But it's a pretty persuasively written report.
Thank you, my friend.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.